Hi, everybody.
Hi, surprise.
You guys, I totally dressed up for this. I mean, I really did. I mean, I did my hair and everything. Look at me. I'm just so dressed up. Mock's getting ready to go out someplace fancy in Arizona.
No, I'm going to my parents' house.
Okay, that's fancy. The bird's house is really fancy.
It is a cute little house. It's not, you know, I wouldn't say it's fancy. It's just a cute little birdhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am at home and I haven't taken a shower in like 3 days. So don't judge me. Okay. Stop judging me, you guys. So you guys, I hope you had a fantastic Christmas. Hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and Santa was good to you. I'm working tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. And then I'll work a little bit on Thursday, but then for the most part, I'm taking Thursday-ish Friday off.
Okay.
You know, kind of.
Well, tomorrow we'll definitely find a time to do a thing.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday's a travel day, so I'm heading back. But like Wednesday and Thursday, midday maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, early. I have to take Ella dog to get her teeth cleaned on Wednesday.
That's
like under anesthesia.
Sounds like so much. Really?
Yeah, because she's got like an infected tooth.
Oh, I was going to say, don't you just brush your dog's teeth? Like, you know, normal people just brush their teeth.
Are we supposed to do that?
You can just brush their teeth, can't you?
I don't do that. And that's probably why she has an infected tooth. And so thank you for making me feel guilty about that.
No. I don't mean to make you feel guilty or give them those Dentabone things.
I give them the Dentabones. Okay. I do that.
Listen, by the time sweet Tessie LaRue, God rest her soul, my boxer passed away last year, she was like, she didn't have a lot of her teeth. Like she was gumming so much of her food because her teeth were so rotted out. She was so old and she would gum her food. I mean, she'd do it, but she was like, she was so, that was her. So sweet. So we have to talk about the Nashville guy, don't we?
Yes, we do. Cause I think that's like the news. But before we do that, can I just tell you that I'm not going to get to meet my sister's new dog because they're not getting it until Wednesday now. So like right after my sister fosters dogs and she's getting a new I say foster, except that everyone that she fosters, she keeps.
She adopts right. them. Yeah. She's a chronic adopter.
So my favorite thing about this dog is, and it's a Mastiff something or other, Mastiffy mix. And so the actual name that the foster people gave to it is Maize, like the corn. And so they are renaming it Corn Dog.
That's such a great name. That's like the greatest dog name ever.
It fits because her name is Maize. And so it's just perfect in every way.
So she's Corn Dog. I think that's absolutely perfect.
Isn't that great?
It's fantastic.
All right. So I don't know anything about anything except I know that this happened in Nashville. And I know we've got followers in Nashville. And so I'm hoping that everybody who knows everybody in Nashville is all right.
Right. And you and I were in Nashville, what, about a year and a half ago? Not even. It was like a year and maybe 4 months ago. We were in Nashville for the Huckabee Show.
Yeah.
I love Nashville. I went to school in Knoxville for undergrad school. I love Tennessee. We love Nashville. They've had a lot of terrible things happen to them this year.
Yeah, it's not been a good year.
It's not been a good year for Nashville. So this guy, 63 years old? He gave his house away, first of all, to a 29-year-old woman. And he said he planned to spend Christmas in the woods with his dogs. Yeah.
And like, who is the woman to him?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
If I were that woman, I'd be like, this seems very unusual and highly suspect.
Right. Most people don't give $160,000 homes away.
Just willy-nilly.
Never willy-nilly. And so I don't know. But apparently the dude, Warner, I guess is it, I don't know if that's his first name or last name. No, it's his last name. Anthony Quinn Warner is the dude's name. Anyways, he was a self-employed IT contractor. He signed the $160,000 home over to her. And then he did all the stuff that he did on Christmas Day. And then you said that you just got an alert saying that he was in fact killed in the blast.
Yeah. And I guess he must have known that must have been part of the plan because why else would he give away his home? Right.
Right.
But the police, apparently they're still trying to figure out a motive. And then cops apparently in Tennessee pulled over another box truck playing another spooky message. And then that ended up shutting down like a highway in Tennessee for hours. I mean, what is going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure, but it's like, and I'm not sure what the motive was. I don't even know there. I don't know. Cause the news that I saw last night, I was trying to figure out if there was some sort of motive behind this or what the deal is with this. I don't know. I don't know what the motive is behind it. So
I think they're still trying to figure that out.
Right.
And I see too that Fauci is saying on like whoever will listen to him, whatever talk show we'll have him on, is saying that the worst is coming when it comes to a post-Christmas COVID surge. And so he's like, because he's getting some pushback about moving goalposts, which he should be, right? And so he's denying that, saying, nah, because earlier, you know, we were just talking guesstimates and now we're getting some more clarity. So, yeah, even if you get the vaccine, you're going to have to wear masks, you know, indefinitely because of our power pants.
Well, I mean, that's typical him, right? Is anybody listening? Is anybody listening to him anymore? Is anybody, except for what you just told us, and you actually listened to him and like absorbed it, and you're telling us.
Well, I didn't absorb it so much as read it just now.
Are you just reading it? Is that you're reading it from like the Daily Mail? Because I honestly, I don't listen to a word that man says. Now, do I think that there may be another strain like that is coming our way? Sure. Am I completely enraged by what government has done to the American people? Yes, completely enraged, because they have picked and chosen who gets to work and who doesn't get to work. And I think at this point, everybody should just be giving government the middle finger. That's what I think. I mean, I'm not telling people to like stage some revolution or something, but I'm not saying that either. I mean, because seriously, it's completely absurd that we're in a place right now where government is picking and choosing who gets to work. And we're like, yeah, that's okay. I mean, I was just on the phone with my sister a couple hours ago, and we were talking about this, and I'm just like, I can't. She's like, well, I think all of it will be over. She's a nurse. And she's like, well, I think all of it will be over by like next summer. And I'm like,
next
summer
means 2021?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
not
I'm like
2022 summer.
No, like 2021. Like she goes, maybe by June or July. And I'm like, they said that crap last year. I said, I don't believe that. I said, I disagree with you. And I go, and I don't think it's going to be over. I said, and furthermore, when it comes to other restrictions, I think they're going to keep putting further and further, more and more restrictions on us because they can,
right?
Because we've allowed them, because it's like what we've always said, it's the whole putting toothpaste back into the tube. What you allow will continue to happen. It's like
compliant we have been so far.
So compliant. Nobody does anything. You know, we just say, yes, sir, may I have another? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to continue to do this, and they're going to continue to take control and have power over these things because we allow them to do it.
Yeah.
It's completely, nobody can explain to me why a big box store like Costco can stay open and yet a small restaurant has to close. I don't understand there is no science behind that.
Especially now that we know about the contact tracing and how very like a minuscule number of cases are even tied to restaurants.
Right.
And even in New York City, where that's like all you do is go to restaurants, it's like 1.4% and they're shutting them down because of that.
And furthermore, they're telling people like this stimulus thing that the amount of money that they're giving away for the most bogus stuff. If you actually read, I was listening to Jesse Waters the other night, and he did a great opening monologue on the list of absolute pork garbage that's in this for foreign countries. Why are we giving one red cent to any other foreign country, to anybody else other than the United States? This stimulus should have zero to do with any other country other than the United States of America and people suffering with this COVID stuff right now. But politicians have taken it upon themselves to steal our money and to give it to other countries. And then they'll be like, here's a $600 check, sucker.
Pelosi has the audacity to say, you know, it's something like significant when she called Trump's like credits for people
$1,000. Yeah, she called $1,000. Like, I don't even, what was the wording that she used? She said it was crumbs.
She said crumbs. It was
crumbs.
Yeah.
What a biatch.
And now $600 is significant, she says.
Right. Significant. Why are more and more people not calling her out on this? And this
I don't know.
And this is the same woman that walked, strolled into a salon with no mask on, nothing, demanded that they open, and then shut down other people, these small businesses. Why does she still have a job?
Because people in San Francisco are apparently masochistic morons. Sorry, anybody in San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
Nobody watching us right now would ever vote for that hag. There's no way.
Yeah, I'm not sorry because you get the government you deserve. I mean, I'm so over this. Like, the amount of pork in that stimulus it's obscene, you guys. Right. There should be not half a cent that should be sent to any other country. That stimulus should have nothing to do with any other country except for us. I can't believe that people are okay with this. It's unbelievable.
I know. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I have been totally absent from the news cycle, except for the Nashville story, because I get these email alerts about that. But I don't know anything else that's going on.
You don't?
I have no idea. No idea.
Well, tell me, did you get anything for Christmas?
No, our family does not do presents at all.
Yeah,
I got some, like, nothing.
I got I actually got something for Christmas this year, and my husband and I usually don't exchange gifts. I got this like exercise ball chair.
I don't even know. That sounds like a sexual thing.
It totally does, right? But I asked for it like 6 months ago. I was like, this looks really cool, you know, because I can get like really great abs while I'm sitting at my chair, like at my work.
What does it do?
It's probably one of those infomercials I saw where you can get like really great abs, but I'm never going to get great abs on this freaking chair. But it's like one of those exercise balls, you know, those big giant exercise balls.
Yeah.
Work on those. Okay. So it's one of those big giant exercise balls, but it has like a little thing behind it. So it looks like a chair, and, it's not. It's a chair, but it has an exercise. So you're supposed to be able to balance on this thing and like, you know, get, and Greg, my husband, Greg, he was just like, I don't think it's what you thought it was. It's not like a chair, you know, you're supposed to, I think it's like for old people, which apparently I'm getting up there. It's for old people and you're supposed to be able to do exercises on it, but it's not really like a chair. So
it sounds neat.
I think we got scammed. We actually got scammed. Yeah.
Well, I know next month we're getting a belated anniversary gift from my husband's dad.
Yeah.
Have you seen those things that it's like a mirror that you work out with?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Not that. It's like the knockoff of that. So it's called a tempo. I don't even know.
Really?
So but it looks kind of like that where you like, you lean it up on a wall. And then it guides you through I don't know exactly what it does, but that's coming for Ron and Jackson and so supposedly me.
Oh my God. So it's like they have people that teach you classes and stuff on those.
I guess.
Yeah. Those are so expensive. That's so nice of them to do that.
Well, because it's for our 20th anniversary and for Christmas and for Jackson's birthday.
There's a monthly fee on those too.
Okay. So that will be... That will be something.
Yeah,
that we'll have to do.
Those have a monthly fee. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope it's worth it because it looks neat, but I don't know anything about it because he ordered it like back, you know, on our anniversary in November, and it's not coming until the middle of January because I guess they're super back ordered or I don't know.
Everybody wants work at home thing. I mean, like workout at home things. Do you guys do that? You guys listening? You do those workout at home things? Nikki says she likes her yoga ball as a chair. Listen, it's kind of like that. It's like a yoga ball in a chair, like sat in a chair. So maybe it'll be good, you know?
Yeah.
Tonal. Oh my God, Jody, let me know what you think about your tonal.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's basically what you're getting, but it's all resistance training.
Because I love that she calls it that she needs to get her panda pounds off.
Yeah, Sue is like go to the gym. I'm like you. I need to like go. If I'm going to go to a gym, I can't do the whole working out at home thing. It's like I do my bike and that's it. But if I'm going to work out, I need to go where people are. I need to be where the people are. Yeah, I need to be in a class situation where I'm like with people. Christina, you know what I'm talking about, Christina? Mm-hmm. Christina knows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Christina.
No, not panda pounds. Not panda like the beautiful bear. It's panda, like pandemic. Panda pounds.
Like pandy pounds. Pandy pounds, you guys. Like the pandemic pounds. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Oh, my God, John, I don't smell that bad. It's not that what? I smell bad. John says that they can smell me because that's how I look. It's like I haven't showered in 3 days. And so.
Oh, my God.
It's like I don't smell that bad. I really don't. It's so funny because my daughter, she got perfume. She got some Hollister perfume from Santa. And so I put some of that on this morning.
You guys, my son may be making another naked appearance at any moment. Just a warning.
I saw him walk by in a towel right before we started. I'm like, does he want to be seen in a towel? Is that what's happening here?
He just came back from the gym. So.
Right. I think that's what he thinks. I'm not naked. There's like 3,000 people in here that want to see you naked, Jackson.
Everybody wants to see you.
Be careful. Okay, so I'm trying to see. Oh, yes. Wait, say hello again.
Say hi.
Say hello again, Jackson. Hi, Jackson. Hey.
He did like gang.
What's up? I'm in a gang. I'm in a lacrosse gang. LAX. What?
He's so funny. Okay. So I was trying to figure out all the things that we spent and that we spent because it's our money because they stole it from us in that stimulus package. And I can't find a good comprehensive list. If you guys see a good comprehensive list of that, please send it to us.
I don't even know, like, where is that in the process? Is it done? Is it signed? Did Trump approve it?
I think Trump vetoed it. I think Trump is saying, because he wants to give people $2,000. The last I heard, he was like, no, I don't want to do it. And of course, this is the thing. The media will spin it as Trump is a terrible person because Trump is vetoing this. Trump wants people to starve. Oh my God. Right. Oh, this is the thing. They make Trump out to be a big jerk. Right. But really, in the grand scheme of things, they're wanting to give $600 to people who really need it. They've shut down their businesses. They're like, oh, by the way, I've destroyed your life. Here's $600 while I go to my $24,000 fridge, get my $14 a pint ice cream. I'm Nancy Pelosi and I'm queen. You know, this is what they're doing. And then meanwhile, they're giving like billions of dollars to foreign countries. It's insanity. Like they have a million here, a million there, and a million here, and a million there for all these foreign countries doing this ridiculous stuff. Like studies that you and I have talked about in the past, like are squirrels lesbians? You know, stuff like that.
We need to figure that out though about Pakistani squirrels.
Right.
Maybe American squirrels are lesbians, but what about Pakistani squirrels?
I swear, I don't even think I'm exaggerating when I say that. I think there may actually be a study in there about whether or not Pakistani squirrels are lesbians.
I mean, I can't imagine how there isn't one.
And I don't know every country. And I don't know why you guys wouldn't want to spend money on that. I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that. Why?
Especially if you're a business owner that's worried about where the next paycheck is going to come.
Right. Or if you've already been shut down and you're actually on welfare. Yeah.
And deal with the fact that we need to know this about squirrels.
Right.
You jerks.
Right. Ridiculous. So, Trump doesn't want to sign it. Because he's a big crock of crap. It's all crap. No. And it is. He's the only president thus far. Listen, you know I have my problems with him, but he has kept his promises when it comes to this stuff. He kept his promises about the wall and about taxes and about all sorts of other, like, economic stuff across the board. He has kept his promises. It enrages these people that he's done that. It just absolutely.
He's always kept America first. That's right. Been the best thing about him. And the thing that I'm going to miss the most, if in fact Joe Biden takes office, because that guy is just Obama regurgitated.
Right.
Like an even worse thing.
Another thing I really want to talk about really quickly before, because I know you have to go, is this whole Georgia thing, this Georgia race. Y'all, it is imperative. If you are in Georgia and you're listening, you have got to vote Republican. You have got to get out there. I hope that you voted. I hope that you've done your part. I would imagine that most of you, if you're politically plugged in, that you've done that. Because Chuck Schumer has said that they want to transform the country with this race, and they'll do it if they win. If they win this race, we are screwed. I don't think you understand like how screwed we are. And I'm not saying that to be like, you know, I'm not trying to alarm people. I'm not an alarmist, right? But he's actually said stuff like, we're going to go ahead and abolish the Electoral College. You know, we're going to make DC its own state. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to, like, what kind of lunacy is that? You know, he's saying the craziest things, which 10 years ago, if you would have said that they were going to be talking about this garbage, I would have been like, you're out of your mind. Like, this is, it's crazy talk, right? But they are talking crazy. This is crazy talk.
And if they do.
Right. And if they actually get Georgia, they'll do these things.
Yeah.
They'll do these things. So this is why they can't. I mean, that's another thing my sister and I were talking about today. She's in Georgia. And I worry about Georgia because she is, you know, she's like, listen, I never thought that Georgia would be a blue state. But I look around and I'm like, what the heck is going on? You know,
well, and what is so frustrating is all the people who are like, so many people have called the show. I mean, like when I was still on it with Rob a few weeks ago, there were so many people that would call and say, I'm never voting again because what's the point? The election was stolen. It's
right.
My vote isn't worth anything. So why should I even bother? And I hate that defeatist attitude.
Right.
It hurts my heart to hear when people just give up, because that's the last thing that anybody should be doing right now is giving up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny. Somebody's saying CCP takeover. And I had a friend, one of my best friends from high school, I was talking to her yesterday and she's like, the establishment is, you know, the GOP establishment is screwing us too.
Yeah.
And they are, they're screwing us. It's like, you know, we got Trump in there to shake things up and they're not even, they don't even have our backs anymore. You know, that like I say, the GOP doesn't even have our backs anymore.
Right.
When it came to this election stuff, you don't, we don't have friends in the GOP. It's like, what is going on? You know? So it is worrisome because I really do worry about Georgia. You know,
I'm worried about it too.
If people are silent, you know, I look around and I'm like, are these GOPers are not conservatives. They're just in it for themselves now. They're in it for the money. Mm-hmm. And you know, this, and we've seen it, you and I have seen it, because we've been doing this for what, 12, 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of good people that get into politics and they're not good anymore, frankly. And I'll say that, I have no problem saying that, because we've seen it where they get in and it's like they get into this hot tub and they get comfortable. They start getting the money and they change, you know,
yeah.
They change and they're not true conservatives anymore in the sense that conservatives should be conservatives. They become those establishment people and it's like, they're not in it for the people.
I have to go because we're going to go to the birds now.
Okay.
And have some grub.
You guys, she's going to go. are we going to get together tomorrow sometime?
Yeah. It'll probably be more like your lunchtime, I'm guessing, because, okay. I know we're going back to the birds tomorrow because it's our last day here in Tucson.
Okay.
So I'm going to be spending much of the day over there. But before I go, it would be a good time. So I'm guessing it'll be kind of like 10 a.m. here and then your time.
All right. I just want to know whether or not I should take a shower.
I don't know why you would start now.
I mean, what the heck? I will try to take a shower tomorrow morning, you guys, so I don't look like this. I'll do my best.
I'm not complaining about your smell.
You can't smell me through the computer, but I'll try to take a shower so I don't look so terrible. I'll take a shower. Have a lovely time with the birds tonight. Tell them I said hello. Tell them that everybody here says hello.
I will. I will absolutely do that.
And I will talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.